Hello?
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Who are you calling on behalf of?
I'm calling for a national opinion survey, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Now, may I know what is the year of your birth?
1999.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Thank you. May I know what is your race?
White.
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? First one, the future of the planet?
Negative.
Thank you. About the future of the country?
Negative.
And last one, your own future?
Negative.
Thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
On a local level, like 7 or 8. National?
No. But, I mean, in general, what you said?
In general, split the difference, 4.
Okay, thank you. And on the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I'm going to read you a list and just try to let me know 3 of them. First one is gun violence. Next one, mental health. National security. Abortion access. Racism and discrimination, immigration, climate change, student loans, education, healthcare, economy and cost of living, crime.
Okay. Abortion access, racism and discrimination, and I don't think LGBTQ rights was listed, so gun violence would be 3.
Thank you very much. In thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Again, I'm going to read you a list, and please let me know 3 of them. First one, your education, economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, relationships, meaning like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, work-life balance, or hobbies and free time activities.
Mental health, my career, and trying to be better about prioritizing relationships.
Thank you very much. Wait 1 second. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 again. First one, being a woman, being a member of your racial / ethnic group, your profession, being American, your personality, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, or being young, your spiritual / religious belief.
Career, sexuality, and hobby.
Thank you so much. Okay, now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: exhaustion, anger/frustration, happiness, dread, hope, pride, disappointment, or sadness?
Frustration and dread.
Okay. Thank you so much. In which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of those statements come closer to your opinion?
B, hope is important.
Thank you. And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. First one, division and gridlock between political parties. Systemic racism, the two-party system. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Too many all-white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
I'm just picking three of those?
Yes.
Okay. Corporations have too much power in the political system. Too many old white men in charge who are out of touch with reality. And then one of the first ones, was it power-hungry politicians? That was the one.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? First one, your state government.
The state government, I would say a fair amount.
Would that be a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About ballot initiatives?
Ballot initiatives? A lot. Those ones are pretty sneakily heavily involved in people's lives.
Thank you. Next one, your city government?
City government, a lot.
Thank you. Next one, President Biden?
Not that much. He doesn't exactly control gas prices. A little.
Thank you. How about Congress?
Congress? Somewhere between somewhat and a little. I would say somewhat with recent decisions they've made.
Thank you. Next one. Next one, community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions.
Would say somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, the Supreme Court.
A lot more than they should. A lot.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. First one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to and affirmative action, which means colleges and universities, colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating. I can only have so much on my plate at once, but...
Thank you. Next one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
Somewhat motivating. Again, I've only got so many hours in the day that I can dedicate to the million one problems on my plate.
Thank you. Next one is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Yeah, somewhat motivating. It has definitely motivated me a lot to never leave a state with LGBTQ plus protections.
Thank you. And last one, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
That one is also somewhat solely because of, again, how much time I have on my plate. Wow, I forgot just how many bullshit decisions they've made recently. That's incredible.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? First one, contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Would that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective. It depends on the representative.
Thank you. Next one, signing a petition. Would that be very, somewhat, not very, or not affected at all?
Not very.
Okay, thank you. Next one, sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Would that be very, somewhat, not very, or not effective at all?
Not very.
Thank you. Next one, voting in elections.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, boycotting a company.
Not at all. Unless I'm boycotting a very small business and get everyone to boycott it, corporations don't give a damn.
Thank you. And next one, attending a protest.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, volunteering for an advocacy organization.
I'm so sorry, I missed that. Second word, a what organization?
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very.
Thank you so much. Give me 1 second. I'm going to the next question while it loads here. Bear with me 1 moment. Please wait for a second.
No worries.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to 3. First one is you did not have time to vote. Next one, the candidates didn't represent your values. Next one, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly, or you didn't know enough about the candidates, or there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, or you didn't know how or when to vote or register, or inconvenience like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop-off locations, You may choose up to three.
Okay. The time inconvenience with the ballot drop-offs, long lines, et cetera, and mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. First one, first statement says, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, or little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you. Next one, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you so much. And next one says, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Does that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more, solely because I don't know how the corporations are going to let that slide, and they kind of have all the power at the moment.
Thank you. And last one says, young voters turn out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Would that make you engage a lot more, little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you very much. Just a few more questions and we're done. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. First one, Instagram, podcasts, local TV news stations, international news outlets, national TV news stations, YouTube, news or informational articles online, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook?
TikTok and international news sources. TikTok is not for news. TikTok is for endless doom scrolling, though.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. We have health, beauty, and self-care, music, science, technology, humor, memes, sports, news, current events, shows and movies, business, and finance, hobbies, tips, or hacks, government, and politics?
Politics and hobbies.
Thank you very much. Hobbies, all right, perfect. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I am graduating with my bachelor's in the fall.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Bisexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Nope.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong in the sense of a lot further left.
Thank you. And how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time slash student.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, that was your, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Family income, is that myself or my parents? In my 20s and don't live at my parents.
Well, it's just family income from all sources, so, yeah, your family.
I don't know. I live in different states from my parents, and they frequently have a lot more money than I expect them to and that they contribute to myself. So for myself, probably 20 grand.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.